Yes. Greetings, dear friends. Greetings. Indeed. We are very pleased to be here with you this evening. As always, when we come into this grand world of yours, understand, indeed, the pleasure is ours. And tonight will be no different. A very exciting extravaganza of energies that you meet here in what you call to be your September calendar of 2022. In that way, what we would like to call this evening, what we would like to call this transmission is the following: the winds of change. And if not already, you are on the first day of this ninth month of your year. And absolutely, as you can begin to muster up for yourself, as you can begin to use your own intuitions, you can begin to feel the energies around you, that something is going on. And you wonder to yourself, well, is it positive or is it the other? And in that way, that is where we ask you ahead of time to decide for yourselves. Yes, indeed, that's correct. That's what we shared. To decide for yourself. So if energy is coming to you and more energy is available, would it not be in your responsibility, in a sense, to make the decision ahead of time that when I interact with said energy, I want it to have these kinds of feelings upon me. I want to feel a positive shift in that way. And the reason why we bring this to you tonight, that if you're not making a choice, we ask you what part of yourself is. Yeah? Well, you might think that is rather funny or rather silly, but it's actually quite accurate. And so we ask you, if you're not making a conscious decision, what part of you is? And so these months that September is going to lay the framework, the groundwork for, in which you will meet through the culmination until the end of the year, will be you making choices, you deciding how energy is going to be impacting you. Now you might say, well, I was perfectly fine until I left the house today. And then I began to interact with so-and-so, and just threw me off guard. And I came home feeling relatively sabotaged, relatively quite angry, quite mad, quite upset in that way. But I left my house feeling very joyful. And so we would ask you in that way, that could be very, very true, but we would ask you, which do you prefer to really be in? Rather simple question, but what do you really prefer to be in? And so to make that choice, well, I prefer the energies that I was in when I left my home this morning. So that must be more powerful to override anything else that you experience. And what else that you experience can be optimal for growth. If you say, well, I've looked at that before, I've been dealing with this particular issue for a while now, but it still keeps coming up in my reality. Well, in that way, if it's coming up in your reality, then there are still some gifts in there, locked in that matrix, locked in the folds of the imagination, where you can begin to grow in those particular venues. So to begin to understand that all of life is a reflection, not just sometimes, not just when you want it to be, not just when you're doing your metaphysics, but all the time. And so you can ask yourself, all right, well, what is this reflecting to me? And what is it that it's reflecting to me that I refuse to see within myself? And in that way, what is it that you are willing to transform? And so we, again, we repeat it, September brings an awakening of just how powerful that you are. And we would like for you to address this in your own self, in your own realities, in your own intimate realities, and then take it out to the world at large, because you're also interacting with other people, yes, that are quite powerful as well. And so since you're all powerful, why not choose to use that in a way that you prefer? And so the energies bring about a change of thinking, an opportunity for a change of thinking, an opportunity to be your own ally, to work with yourself first. Initially, it all starts within. And as it starts within, to really look at yourself in that way, and there will be incredible momentum for you to begin to grow, for you to begin to realize that it's not just our words that we're reminding you just how powerful you are, but by the next 5 minutes, the next hour, the next week, the next month, the next year, you might just begin to see that for yourself. Well, 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 I am a powerful being. Now, with that being said, since you are a powerful being, what do you want to do with it? How do you choose to position yourself on a planet that is changing so rapidly that at times you're getting your footing, new footing, just about every other day, it seems like? And we want to tell you this will continue. So don't have the kind of ideas, when is this going to be all over? I can't really stand this. Is this the new norm? Not at all. But you're moving through the storms, in a sense. And so what do? When you know that it's raining outside, you have choices, yes? And one of those choices would be to bring an umbrella. One would be not to go out. And another would be to simply get wet, yes? And so it is really the same of what is going on now. You really have choices. So how do you want to navigate now that you understand that you're a powerful being? How do you wish to navigate as you're going through these storms? And one of them would be to be incredibly grounded, to ground yourself into the earth as deeply as you can go, and to spend more time with the earth, because that's where you will find great rejuvenation. All right, that is one way. Another thing that we want to bring up in September, it is an incredible time for you to birth something or to start over and to seed something. Both of those energies come vitally potent, filled with passion in this month. And so we ask you to start to look at for yourself, what have I been holding on to? What have I been nurturing? What have I been cultivating? What am I really ready to let go and start growing? Because that is the time for you to have the conscious awareness to put it out. And if you don't have something, then the energies really are quite ripe for seeding something as well. Now, we leave it quite abstract when we say something, because it truly can be anything. It can be something emotional. It can be something mental. It can be something really quite physical. Perhaps you wish to take better care of your body. Perhaps you wish to be much more aware, much more tuned into that. Perhaps you want to fine-tune your metaphysical skills. You want to really understand something. Or you have been chipping away at something. You feel that you're really ready now to walk in your empowerment with those said ideas. So there's going to be a big boost of those energies that begin to call upon you, that begin to embrace you, that begin to love you, that begin to coddle you, that begin to nurture you, that begin, in a sense, to tap gently right on the back of your physical self. So you're going to feel as though, all right, I feel as though I really need to move forward with this idea. Really, I have got to stop dragging my feet on it. Or again, the other, all right, I've nurtured this enough. I've cultivated it enough. I have branded it enough, as you would say within your world. And now I'm truly ready to fly with it. And so again, this month 9, really sets the platform for the next few months as they begin to culminate at the end of what you call your year of 2022. Now, those of you that are very interested in connecting, we can feel you. Well, all right, that's wonderful that Cheryl is connecting, and that's wonderful that we're here talking to you, but how do I do that? All right, how do I do that really for myself? And we hear you. And we feel you absolutely. And as you know, we're not here to promote the classes, but we want to say that's an avenue right there. And if you say, well, I've already done that, now it's really time for me to do something else, we would confirm, yes, it is time for you to start believing in yourself. So here we want to, we're hearing now from the collective guides, in a sense, that also want to make their presence known. Be aware that there will be many new spiritual, as you would call them, lines of communication. There will be new friends that are much more accessible. And so you've heard the term that the veils are very thin, and you look forward to those times. You say to yourself, all right, I was told during astrology, I listened to a particular channel, and I was told this is a time right now for the veils to be quite thin. Well, that is true. And you're in that time right now where the veils are going to be very thin in what you call to be your September area. But let us introduce something else to you. And that concept is that you have portals in your own home. You have doorways in your own home. So perhaps an exercise would be is, where do I feel most plugged in? Or perhaps another question would be is, where's my favorite place in my home? Where just feels good to sit here, to lie down, to meditate, for example. Now, it doesn't have to be a meditation room. We've heard some of our friends say, well, the portal was right in the middle of my living room, and they were absolutely correct. So the portal can be anywhere, and perhaps when you least expect it. So look for that. Ask yourself where that would be. Tune into that. Have fun with it. Don't get upset with yourself if you don't find it in the first 5 minutes. Again, be easy. Be joyful. Let yourself be on a scavenger hunt, for example, in your own reality of the unseen. Well, I felt here for some reason. I felt the energy really streaming down here. And then go stand in that area and put your hands up and say, oh, yes, I can feel a tingling. I can feel a vibration here. So the portal can be just about anywhere. And then let that be a place of divine connection. Let that be a place, in a sense, where you sit down and you do your writing, where you sit down and you do your connecting, where you sit down and you want to do meditation, whatever it is, when you go into the unseen. All right. So that is very delicious. And you will find those energies to be rather piquing, rather inviting for you to explore as it's beginning right now to come. And so as the winds of change and the season begins to change, you're also going to notice the climate of emotions that begin to change. As you put one season behind you, the hottest of emotions come out in the hottest of climates, yes? And so in that way, you've been saying, oh, I'm glad that that's over because I had a lot of nitty-gritty things come up. And if you didn't, then we would say, well, then prepare for it. Yes, and perhaps you were not tuned into it during your summertime, but you will be in the fall. And that's why we call this transmission this evening, the winds of change. Right. So as the winds come, you can utilize them to, in a sense, cleanse your aura. And how do you do this? You do that consciously. You see, it must be consciously. It must be where you walk outside and you say to the wind, wind, I call unto you. And there's many different names, many different archangels that associate with certain different kinds of elementals, but you can also just address the wind as wind. And I ask you to clean me, to cleanse me, just like you would with water when you take a shower in the morning. You're not taking a shower in the morning to get wet. You're taking a shower to cleanse. To cleanse off the debris. We do things physically, but it's really emotionally as well as mentally. And so you can do that also when you are walking outside and a cool breeze comes up, or you're in a particularly windy zone, or it's going to be particularly windy that day, or you just want to call upon the wind and invite the wind to you to cleanse, to help you, to remove what is no longer needed. Now, if you do that, you have your energy field, and something is removed out of the energy field, you must fill it. You can't leave an empty gap there. Yes? Otherwise, that comes right back in. You see, it's just like gardening. Yes? When you pull up a plant and you want to bring that plant and you have all the delicious roots and you take that plant and you want to perhaps put it over here. Well, there's an empty space there, yes? We can decide to leave it like that. And all kinds of ideas could happen. The wind could come and change the orientation of it. It could start raining and change the orientation of it. Or you could plant something else there to your preference. And it is the same in your energy field. So we want for you to be conscious about that. If you're removing something, it's got to be replaced with something else. So let's say you have a thought process that you want to be done with. I've been thinking about this and replaying this. And I feel very clear that the emotions have been integrated. I'm no longer emotionally connected to this. I'm not feeling happy, sad, joy, shame, blame, anything from this experience. Well, I've emotionally purged, but I'm still thinking about it. I'm going to call upon the wind. I need a little bit of help in removing this thought process. And you go out consciously and ask the wind to remove it for you. And you might want to put it over here so it's nice and easy for the wind. Put it over, and there it's gone. You must replace it. You see, look at cotton candy, for example. If you were to take a grab out of the center, the hole would still be there. If you don't take your hand and remold it or eat around it to change it, that hole will be there. It's the same way in your emotional field. And so all of this is really going to become that much more apparent to you. All right, that much where, well, wait a minute. I can play with reality. You're not a victim to reality. Reality doesn't play with you the way that your outside world wants you to believe. It's the other way around. You dictate from the core within. And you're all becoming increasingly aware of this and increasingly passionate about it. And this was one of the reasons for incarnating this time around, is to understand the matrix and the magic and the mystery of the human plane. It is not to be devoid of all emotion. It's not to be devoid of any struggle. It's not to be devoid of any of it. But how can I harness it to be my ally? And in some cases, that takes many upon hundreds, if not thousands of lifetimes to do it. And you get so excited about it when you go on to the other side that you want to come back. And so remembering who you are is part of the reason you are here. In this exciting time of extraordinary change, extraordinary transformation, where you are not a victim to the outside world, but instead you are part of it. So as the outside world begins to break down and new life begins to be born, you are in the same direct reflection and participating in your power. Then you will not feel so heavy. So we thank you for hearing our words tonight on the month of September, the winds of change, an extraordinary time of birthing, rebirthing, seeding, repatterning, and the aliveness of indeed who you are.